Woo!
I ain't 100% sure what to do. I can just shout with Miss Hope for a little while, amen? Isn't good to be saved, ain't it? Are y'all sitting in the same building I'm in? I'm going to try that one more time. It's good to be saved, ain't it? Hallelujah. I ain't never been here in my life, and I'm as much at home as I am in Billerica, Georgia. Amen? Amen? This is what's missing in our churches across this country. I'm so sick of dignified religion. Never mind, I'll get mad. Amen? It's good to be in the house of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Done had one saved tonight, one saved in the parking lot last night. We might as well have church. Hallelujah. Man, this singing has been wonderful. Brother Mark, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come. And good to see old friends. Brother Boyd, I love you. Love you, boy. Man, he growed up on me. Amen. I'm telling you, it's just good to be in the house of God. A lot better than being in hell, ain't it? Amen. Better than the jailhouse or the ICU waiting room. I'm going to say it's good to be in church, ain't it? Hallelujah. Take your Bible and go to Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter number 5. Good to see Philip back there. Love you, brother. Amen. Feel like I've known him forever. Spent a lot of hours praying for that young man right there. Well, I just didn't even know you was here. I just looked up and saw you sitting there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother. Ain't God good? I got a feeling if y'all was right with God, I wouldn't even be standing here right now. We'd still be running laps around this building. Amen. Amen. If I can manage to get Miss Hope in my truck, she's going to Georgia. Amen. Hallelujah. I've done something a while ago I ain't never done. I slipped up out of my pew and I just knelt down in front of her. I said, would you pray for me before I preach? Amen. I'm telling you, it's an honor to be around godly people. Amen. I appreciate this bunch from Tennessee coming up. Amen. That's a blessing. I've always give Brother Boyd a hard time about being from Tennessee, but I'm praying to tonight. There's too many of y'all. And y'all's pretty big boys. Amen. Amen. I don't know for sure, but I've always heard the reason they wear orange. Well, as soon as they get out of jail, they can go right to the football game. And then when the football game's over, they can go get on the deer stand. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Amen. I heard the city of Knoxville bought 100 septic tanks. They said as soon as they learned to drive them, they was going to invade Alabama. Amen. I'm kidding. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate y'all being here. Did I tell y'all Matthew chapter number 5? Yeah. Poke your finger in there and hold that right there. Hold Matthew chapter 5 and then find Ephesians chapter number 5. Matthew chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5. Can y'all hear me all right back there? Matthew chapter 5 and then Ephesians chapter number 5. When you got those two, say amen. Amen. All right, hold that one and go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. You need three fingers for this sermon. Matthew 5, Ephesians 5, 1 Thessalonians 5. Matthew 5, Ephesians 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. When you get all three of them, hold them and go back to Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter number 5 is where we'll start tonight. Just a simple thought, you'll learn real quick. That's all I got. But I'm glad that's what this Bible is. Amen? Yeah. Amen. If salvation was complicated, I'd be on my way to hell. And so would you. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Matthew chapter 5, won't you look with me down at verse number 14 tonight. I'm going to try to preach quickly, but I'm just going to mind the Lord. Amen. Yeah. The Lord said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse number 16, he said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Back up to verse number 14 where he said, "Ye are the light of the world."
Yes.
Brother Mark was calling this harvest days, I do believe.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus said that we are the light of the world. He did not say we should be the light of the world, or that we could be the light of the world, or that, Brother Boyd, we might be the light of the world. No, he said, "You're it." If this world is going to get any light, what are you talking about light? Seeing God as He is. If this world is going to get any light, you and I are it. You are the light of the world. I'm going to say it again. Ye are the light of the world. How you shining lately? We like to shine selectively. We like to shine when they shouting in the house. And worship in the house. And testimonies in the house. We like to shine in here.
Yeah.
Out there is for the light.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you shine on Sunday, you need to shine on Monday.
Yeah.
Somebody will say amen right there.
Yeah.
Ye are the light of the world. Go to Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. Say amen when you're there.
Amen.
I want you to look at verse number 8. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 8. This Bible's amazing to me.
Yeah.
And it's something that we're going to read three verses that has to do with us being light. And they're all in the fifth chapter of the Bible.
Yeah.
You reckon that's coincidence? Could it be God set this thing up, this old King James Bible like that, so it'd help us to remember where some stuff's at? Amen?
I believe. Yeah, I believe.
I thought I'd throw that in. Are you in 1 Thessalonians? Ephesians chapter 5. Look at verse number 8. Watch this. Ye were sometimes darkness. Now look up here.
Right.
He did not say ye were sometimes in darkness.
Right. That's right.
I take this book literal. I don't know about y'all. He didn't say ye were sometimes in darkness. He said ye were.
Right.
Ye were sometimes darkness.
Yes. Right.
You remember when your heart was dark?
Yes.
Your heart was blackened and the glorious light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ shone bright in your heart, illuminated the Word of God, illuminated the truth of God, that you was a sinner in need of a Savior. Hey, thank God for His marvelous light. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light. What's this? In the Lord.
Right.
In the Lord.
Right.
We sing this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We ought to be singing this little light of His.
Yeah.
It's His light.
Yeah.
I have no light of my own.
Amen.
My wife and I drove up at Withville, is that how you say it? We drove up to Withville, Virginia last night and got us a room. And we was driving down the interstate and I said, "Honey, I want you to look at that moon." It was the fullest moon. It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, you could drive with your headlights off last night. That's how bright it was. I started to do it, but I was afraid I'd get a ticket. But, it was literally that bright. That's how bright the moon was. Did you know that moon has no light of its own? That moon ain't got a speck of light in it. It is total darkness. Just like you and I, ye were sometimes darkness. Woo! Oh, but one day, the glorious Lamb of God allowed us to reflect a little bit of His light. Hey, if there's any light in me, it's His light. If there's any light in you, it's His light. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's not the preacher's light. It's His light. You know what? That old moon never complains. It never complains. It never grumbles. It's just content to sit there and reflect the light of the S-U-N.
Amen.
It never says, well, when am I going to get to shine?
Yeah. That's right.
When are we going to have a Sunday dedicated to me? Y'all die on me now. Amen. That sun just wakes every evening. Every evening. As that old sun goes down, that moon begins to get a little bit excited. Oh, it's my turn. It's my turn to help the world see the light. Amen. That's all we are. It's a bunch of reflectors. Amen. I may never get to this tonight. Brother Mark didn't give me a time limit. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Now, what's this last little statement? Walk as children of light.
Yeah.
I'm simple-minded, but this is the way I understand the Bible.
Yeah.
You know what that verse means? Are you saved?
Yes,
sir. So raise your hand. Are you saved?
Yes.
Act like it.
Yes. Amen.
Wouldn't it be a great day in America when God's people started acting like God's people?
Yes.
Oh, I got to be careful, but I'm sick of the preacher police. These keyboard cowboys. Going to straighten out the world with their thumbs. You crippled too high for crutches is what you are.
Amen.
I don't remember God dying and making you the judge of everybody else. That ain't what I come to preach. You're a child of God, you ought to act like it. Amen. Some of the godliest people I ever knew, you never heard them say nothing about nobody else.
Right.
One of my heroes in the ministry was Brother Earl Hughes. I got to travel the country with Brother Earl. He lived about an hour and 10, 15 minutes from me up in North Georgia. I loved Brother Earl. He would tell people I was his son because we was built alike. Amen. Brother Earl, we was in a meeting one time in Pennsylvania, Brother Mark. Bunch of preachers there, bunch of preachers. And the pastor's wife had us over for supper, had a big long table set up, and we was all sitting around that table, and one of them young preachers said, did y'all hear about Brother so-and-so? And here it went. All around that table, everybody putting in their 2 cents worth. Brother Earl sitting at the head of the table, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he slapped that table and said, that's a good man, we need to pray for him.
Yeah.
I was glad it hadn't got my turn yet. Amen. 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 Sometimes to do your best, just keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
I like what Brother Boyd said a while ago about keeping your mouth off God's people. That ain't got nothing to do with this message. Not one thing. But if it'll help you, hallelujah. Bible said something about studying to be quiet. Amen. You a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Act like it.
Yes, yes.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Look with me at verse number, where'd it go? Verse number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 5. I ain't in the right place. Y'all bear with me. Here we go. Ye are all the children of what?
Light.
And the children of the day. We are not of the light, not of the night, nor of darkness.
Right. Amen.
We've read three passages of Scripture tonight that refers to us as being God's light in this world.
Yeah.
Several weeks ago, probably been a couple months ago now, everything was the other day to me. Amen. It might have been 20 years ago. I seen Brother Boyd the other day. Amen. Amen. I was preaching in Montana. And boy, I love it out there. It's beautiful. Anyway, I was preaching in Montana, but back home at our church in Billerica, Georgia, they was having vacation Bible school. And my daughter was highly involved with the Bible school. And we was in church, Brother Boyd, morning. We was in church all day long. I mean, it was a grueling meeting. I hate to say that about church, but it was. It was just wide open. Church. And when I get back to the room in the evenings, I would get all the pictures from Vacation Bible School on my phone. And they had decorated that place. It was some kind of beach theme. I don't know what it was. But they had our piano. They had our piano decorated like a rock cliff. It was beautiful. And on top of the hood of that piano, they had a lighthouse. And it was, well, I mean, it was tall. It was sharp. I called my daughter. I said, hey, if y'all don't mind when you take everything down Friday night, if the piano's playable, leave that like it is. Sunday morning, I'm going to preach on the lighthouse.
Yeah.
I called her and told her that on Thursday. My youth pastor had preached on Wednesday night, the night before, and she said, Dad, I hate to tell you this, but Brother Jesse preached on it last night. I said, well, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if I preach the exact same thing verbatim. I'm preaching on the lighthouse. She said, okay, but we done gave the decorations away to another church. I said, I'm preaching on the lighthouse. No matter what I say, you're shooting me down, but I'm preaching on the lighthouse. I called my youth pastor when I got home, and I said, what'd you preach Wednesday night? I preached on the lighthouse. He told me what he preached, his text, and all that good stuff. And I just began to pray about what God would have me do. We're driving down the road Saturday morning. Me and Sister Angie, we was going somewhere, and a light literally came on in my head. And I said, baby, you can put that picture up there if you want to. I said, I know what I'm going to preach. I know what I'm going to preach in the morning. I'm going to preach, hold the light. Hold the light.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Hold the light. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we need some people that'll just hold the light. We need some folks that'll just hold the light. Brother Secrets, I can't keep a sinner out of hell. But you know what I can do? I can hold the light. I can't fix a busted up home and a marriage that tore all to pieces, but I can hold the light. I can't get a young man off of methamphetamine. I can't get a drunkard out of a bottle, but thanks be unto God, I can hold the light.
Amen.
Listen to me. You ain't got to have a college degree to hold the light.
Yes, amen. Amen.
That's good.
I'm going to say it again. You ain't got to go to Bible school to hold the light.
Yeah. Amen.
Any idiot can hold the light.
Yeah.
So we would think.
Yeah.
I remember my boy Levi was little. He ain't never been little when he was young.
Yeah.
He's a big old boy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I would be doing something, putting brakes on a truck or whatever it was. Y'all remember trying to hold a flashlight in your mouth?
Yeah.
Now they got them strapped to your head. Why didn't they have them when I was young? I don't know. You'd hold that slobber running down, and then finally you'd turn around that kid and say, here, boy, hold the light.
Yeah.
Hold the light. But, oh, my goodness, we are so easily distracted. Hey, Dad. Hey, he's cooning that tree. I'm fixing to knock you up in that tree, boy, if you don't hold a light down here where the work's going on. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Thank God we can all hold the light. Who said it? Well, I don't know a whole lot of Bible. Hey, you ain't got to know a whole lot of Bible to hold it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Most of y'all doing it right now.
Right. Right.
And don't even realize it. You holding the light.
Amen.
If you don't think this thing will speak for itself, you've got another thing coming.
That's right.
I can walk through the airport with Bassmaster magazine in my hand. Nobody pay me a bit of mine.
Right.
But I walk through Hartsville, Atlanta, Jackson, however they call that, all them names. They name that place out to everybody. Anyway, I walk through that airport, let's Bible up under my hand, everybody's like, they running into one another. That guy's got a Bible. I can't believe that guy's in the airport with a Bible. That's the way they act. That's the way they look at you. Sit down in a restaurant, open it up, and lay it on the table.
Yeah, that's right.
You are the center of attention.
Yeah, amen.
Now, they may avoid you like the plague. But I'm telling you, this book stands for itself.
Amen.
You ain't got to be a rocket scientist to hold the light.
Amen.
How you doing with your light holding job?
Yeah, that's good.
Huh?
That's good.
I'm going to say it again. How you doing with your light holding job? You looking for cones up in the tree? Or are you holding the light where the work's at out there?
Hello.
On the job site, at the schoolhouse, wherever it may be. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? It's real complicated. Hold the light. Just hold the light. I remember when I was a kid growing up, I grew up in the 70s, and y'all don't nobody get mad at me. When I was growing up, everybody, Brother Jared, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked. Everybody. They smoked on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
They sure did. I got on a plane a while back, one of them little puddle jumpers, you know, that flies from the big airport to the little regional airport. I sat down on the airplane, and in the armrest, it had an ashtray.
Yeah.
I ain't prayed that hard on a plane in a long time. I said, God, this thing's old. People smoked on here. I ain't harping on nobody smoking, but I'm glad they cut that smoking on the plane out. You can't even crack a window. 30,000 foot, you crack a window, you're going to suck you out the side. Amen. Everybody smoked. And it just seemed like every now and then, Brother Marcus, somebody said, hey, man, you got a light?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, everybody, it wasn't nothing to see a five-year-old walking around the Marlboro hanging out of his mouth. Hey, man, you got a light? I wish somebody asked me that now. I wish somebody just stopped me in the street and said, hey, man, you got a light? I'd say, yeah, it just so happened. And it'll light more than a Bic or a Zippo. It'll put a light down in your somebody ought to get happy and help me preach a little bit tonight. Thank God I can hold the line.
I dropped
my big old outline here. Amen. Helen, we need some light holders. We need some light holders. I wonder what they'd do if you showed up on the job tomorrow walking around like this. They already think you crazy. You might as well let them know it's true. Amen. Unless you're in Tennessee and they just wouldn't think none of it. I ain't coming off this platform today down the road. Amen. Them boys gonna kill me. Hey. Whew, how about them dogs? Amen. We need some folks that hold the light. We need some folks that hold the light. I heard an old preacher say years ago that church was not a hotel for saints, that it was a hospital for sinners. That thing stuck with me. I like that.
Yeah.
He said, church ain't a hotel for saints. It's a hospital for sinners.
Yeah, right.
I like that. Yeah. Wasn't long after I heard that, I heard a preacher preaching against sinners coming to church.
Oh, wow.
I'd say his name. Y'all know who it was. Preaching against it. He said, it's our job to win them out there and then bring them to church.
Oh, my.
How stupid you got to be.
That's right. I agree.
Is it okay to talk like that up here?
Wait, I thought.
Okay, that's what I thought. Amen. That's the sweetest preacher I ever knew right there. Amen.
Hey, y'all hear that?
I lost my whole train of thought. Think about how sweet you were. Amen. It's a hospital for sinners.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I got to be careful. I grew up in the day, if you wasn't dressed a certain way, they wouldn't let you in the door.
Yeah.
That's the God's truth.
Yeah.
My mama run a bus route for 25 years. 25 years, same bus route.
Yeah.
One Easter Sunday, she had 113 on her bus. It was a bus and two or three vans and cars. I mean, she had kids hanging out the window.
I love it, yeah.
We pulled up in this gypsy trailer park, and we picked up kids there every week, and these little girls come out of the trailer, and the mama come out on the porch, and it was the 70s now. She had on a hot pink polyester pantsuit. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, she's dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
And she looked at my mama and said, can I come with my girls today? My mama said, of course you can.
Yeah.
She said, I don't have a dress. This is the very best I have. Mama said, you get on this bus.
Yeah.
And I remember I'm just a little old tow-headed boy. We got off the bus. My mama was proud as a peacock. My pastor was standing on the steps of the church. My mother walked up and introduced him to that lady. You know what my preacher said? I love him. I loved him with all my heart. He's in heaven. I loved him. I no disrespect, but this is what he said to my mother right this close to that woman. He never even looked at her. He said, put a dress on her or take her home.
Oh, wow.
I hadn't been pastoring but about 3 or 4 months. I made a deacon out of a fella. Worst thing I ever done to anybody. He's a good man till I gave him a title and it ruined him.
Yeah.
I'm not against deacons. I got 2 of them.
Yeah.
Amen. I ordained him and whoo, he became the pastor overnight. He called me in my office. He called me in my office.
I've been there.
He said, I need to see you in your office. I said, all right, I'll be there now.
Yeah.
I walked in the office. I'm going to preach too long. I know I'm. He called me in my office. He said, we got a problem. I'm feeling pretty good until you told me I'd come in here. Yeah, I think we got a problem too.
Yeah.
He said, Brother so-and-so. I said, yeah. He said, we need to call a conference and turn him out of the church.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's what he said. I grew up back in them days. They'd church you over nothing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I said, why we need to turn him out of the church? He said, I just found out, and I heard it from a good source, that he smoked pot. I'm finna find out where I'm at. Some of y'all's minds thinking about what's under your truck seat, ain't you? I looked at that man, I said, brother, be honest with you. If the guy's got a little problem with smoking weed, don't you think church is where he ought to be? He ain't going to get help from his dealer out there. He ain't going to get help from his punk friend. If he's going to get any help, he's going to find it in the house of God.
Amen.
Maybe we ought to church you.
Amen.
He didn't stay around very long. Amen?
Yeah.
By the way, the guy he wanted turned out of church is still in church and serving God faithfully. I reckon weed free. As far as I know, amen. And the other guy that wanted him church ain't been in church in years.
Think about that.
God help us. We just need to get back to holding the light. Let me give you this little thought tonight. It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. Just hold the light. I thought about that little lady at the well. She didn't know nothing.
Yeah.
She didn't go to no soul winning clinic.
Yeah.
She didn't take no classes.
Yeah.
She just got full of God.
Amen. Amen.
Reckon that'd work?
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You're right.
Amen.
She didn't even stick around to find out any more information. She lit out.
Yeah.
Bible said she dropped her water pot.
That's right.
Ran back to town and said, come see a man. Told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
Yeah.
Yeah. She even left doctrinally correct.
Yeah.
Without a degree.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hold the light.
Hold the light.
Listen, let me give you this right back. We need to hold the light for the lost.
Yes, amen.
We need to hold the light for the lost. What was your name? That was a pretty name, too. What was it?
Parthenia.
Parthenia?
Yes.
Parthenia. That sounds like an old-timey name.
That's right.
That is. That's an old... Parthenia. I'm glad Parthenia found herself in a church where somebody was still willing to straddle the pulpit and open the Word of God and shine the light of God. Amen.
Amen.
I had a man come to our church years ago. And they didn't even get singing good during the invitation. And here he come.
Yeah.
Grown man, probably had to be in his 40s. He was older than me then. I'm 60 now. That's been a long time ago. He come down the aisle and got gloriously born again.
Amen.
I shaking hands after church. I shook his hand. He said, never heard it. He said, I've been in church all my life. He said, never heard anything like it. You know what I preach? You must be born again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, you hear me preach on Sunday morning, I'm preaching a gospel message.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I get tired of that. That's what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, you've never heard what? He said, that ye must be born again.
Huh.
I said, where you been going to church? He said, I've been going to First Baptist Church faithfully up here for 6 years. First Baptist Church right there in town.
Mama.
Never heard he was a sinner. What's these preachers doing?
They ain't holding the line.
What's these preachers doing?
Right.
There's a world out yonder dying and going to hell. Some of that world's doing it off a church pew. While the men of God refuse to hold the light of God, we need to hold the light for the lost. He's still saving old sinners.
Amen.
This I just don't believe people get saved like they used to. Tell that young lady sitting right back yonder. Tell that young lady sitting right back yonder. Amen. 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 Tell that man that's strong tonight. You tell that to anybody in here that's ever been born again. I don't know every one of you, but he saved you just like he saved me. I was a sinner on my way to hell, and thank God he sent me some light. Amen. We need some light holders. We need to hold the light for the lost. There's a world out there dying and going to hell.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to encourage you tonight. I ain't giving you no deep, dark thing. We need to hold the light for the looking.
Yeah.
Not just the lost. This world's looking for something.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'll say it again. This world's looking for something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Y'all got a mall?
No.
You are blessed.
Yeah.
Go to the mall every now and then, just walk around and look at people.
Yeah.
You run into these little old girls, their face looks like a pincushion.
Yeah.
Half their head shaved. And then they cuss you if you look at them.
Right.
I was like, that's why you done all that.
Yeah.
So somebody look at you.
Amen.
I'm looking. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all all right? You take a perfectly good four-wheel drive truck and set it up in the front end and put the back bumper on the ground. I'm looking at you like you need help, son. You're disturbed, human being.
Absolutely.
You know what that crowd doing? They're just looking, man.
Yeah.
They're just looking for something. They're looking for some hope. They're looking for some help. Why do you think a little old teenage boy put fentanyl in his mouth knowing that he'd kill him? Why do you think? They're taking their lives every single day. They're looking for some help.
Yeah.
Here we sit with the answer.
Yeah.
And treat it like a concealed weapon. We need to hold the light for the lost. We need to hold the light for the looking. Amen. We need to hold the light down here at the Walmart.
Yes, sir.
Over here at the Lowe's, where somebody needs to hold the light. Amen. Over here at the Bob Evans, somebody ought to hold the light. Over here at the... I went to Biscuit World today. Amen. I didn't know it existed. I have been to Biscuit World. Somebody say hallelujah right there. It said on the sign in the front of the building, it said best biscuit in the South. And I thought, y'all ain't been to Martin's down in Georgia, have you? Amen. Anyhow, somebody needs to hold light down there. Somebody needs to hold the light. Over here at the high school, somebody needs to hold the light. We need to hold the light for the lost, for the looking. Listen, let me give you this. We need to hold the light for the little ones. For the little ones. I'm going to say it again. We need to hold the light for the little ones.
Yes, sir.
My granddaughter, how old is Caroline? 13? She just had a spending night birthday party at my house. 7 or 8 of them. 12, 13-year-old girl. Sleep did not come easy. They got back here in the back bedroom and got to play in church. Each one was representing somebody different in the church. Are we online?
Yeah, we can turn it off.
It was absolutely hilarious. My bunch knows where I'm at, though.
That
thing gets you in trouble every now and then. And they was acting out some scenarios that might have happened in my church. And brother, it was hilarious. I mean, it was absolutely hilarious. And I thought, if you think for a second they ain't paying attention, you got another thing coming. Can I ask you, Mom and Dad, do you make much of this at home?
Amen.
Do you make much of this at home?
Yeah, thank you, man.
I got an early education as a little boy. I grew up on my great-grandmother and grandfather's farm in Dallas, Georgia.
Amen.
My dad run off when I was little anyway. My granddaddy had us a little trailer on the edge of his farm, and I had a path between our house, our trailer, and their house.
Yeah.
Across the pasture. I got off the school bus at my granny's every day. Every day. I'd get off that school bus. I'd run in there and get a guy some milk. She would fix me peanut butter soda crackers.
Oh,
man, that was wonderful. Amen. But I remember one day I got off that school bus. I had a Georgia Sportsman magazine, some kind of hunting magazine. I forgot what it was. I walked in. Granny read her Bible in the dining room. And in the dining room, she had a hutch. Y'all know what a hutch is? She had a hutch. And on that hutch was where her little red King James Bible stayed. It was on that hutch. I walked in, whatever that magazine was. Granny was in the kitchen putting peanut butter on my crackers. I walked in as I walked by.
No, you didn't.
I laid that magazine on that Bible.
Oh, no.
Y'all know what a conniption is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they have them up here or not. But in Georgia, them old grannies have conniptions, and my granny had one.
Yeah.
Put her little hands on her face. Oh, baby, don't do that. I was like, what did I do? I thought I done cussed or something. She come in there. She grabbed up that magazine. She said, honey, She laid that magazine down, put the Bible on top of it. She said, nothing goes on top of that book. Don't you ever lay nothing on top of that book. She said, everything goes under that book. Then she picked that Bible up. She sat down at the kitchen table. She said, come here and sit in Granny's lap. I crawled up in Granny's lap. She said, hold less. I held that Bible. She said, that's the Word of God. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, say it.
Yeah.
I said, Granny, that's God's Word. She said, that's right, baby. Say it again.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
That's God's Word.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
She said, and it's right.
Yes.
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 I said, yes, ma'am. She said, no, say it.
Yeah.
I'm 60 years old. I might have been 7 or 8 then.
Yeah.
That stuck with me. I've never forgot that.
Right.
Why? Somebody made much out of this book.
Amen.
Somebody made much out of this book in my life. Somebody held the light for a little old boy growing up in a broken home. Somebody held the light for a bus kid. Somebody ought to say hallelujah right. Thank God somebody held the light. My mama worked in a hospital when I was growing up. She probably stole it, I don't know. But I remember when I was a kid and you went to the doctor's office, they had them hardback books. And it was Bible Story. I think that was the name of the book, Bible Stories. And my mama would read me them Bible stories every night. Every night she'd read me them Bible stories. They had colorful pictures and all that. Y'all remember? I said, I'm 60 years old. And them stories stick with me to this day.
Amen.
When I got saved, nobody had to tell me who Daniel was.
That's right.
Nobody had to tell me about Joseph and his coat of many colors. Nobody had to tell me about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nobody had to tell me about David and Goliath. That story got me in trouble. Don't read a 5-year-old a story about a kid with a slingshot killing giants.
Yeah.
I was shooting my papa's bull.
Amen. Yes.
Our kids are going to these public schools and they're not getting educated. They're getting indoctrinated. Amen. Somebody asked me the other day, said, preacher, you think a kid can make it in a public school? If he's got the right foundation at home, he can. We run a Christian school for many years and they'd get kicked out of school when it's 15, 16 years old and the parents would bring them to me and say, fix this. I didn't tear it up.
Right.
Are y'all all right? 15, too late to start fixing. Are y'all all right? The school is not there to do your job. It's there to aid you. The church is not there to do your job. It's not the Sunday school teacher's priority to teach your child the Bible. You say, wait a minute, now what is their job? Their job is to teach the Bible. But what they're teaching is just supporting what you should be doing at home. We need to hold the light. We need to hold the light. Don't that look simple? That guy ain't moved, man. He's been holding that light for 30 minutes. If I said 20, would y'all believe it?
We don't care.
We need to hold the light.
Yeah, buddy.
For the lost. For the looking. For the little ones. Thank God for the Bible. You wouldn't be here without it. Well, I'm going to shut up. I got a couple more. We just need to hold the light. We need to hold the light. You say, preacher, I don't know if I could ever stand up there and preach a sermon. You can hold the light. I don't know if I could ever teach a Sunday school class. You can hold the light.
Yes, sir.
I remember an old boy wanted to go on visitation. Y'all can stand to your feet. Whoever's getting a song, whatever we're doing. Old boy wanted to go on visitation. He said, preacher, I don't want to say nothing. He said, I don't know what to do. Please don't make me say nothing. I said, well, you just hold these gospel tracts. And we was going door to door. About the seventh or eighth door in, he said, I think I'd like to say something.
Yeah.
But boy, there for a while, he was happy just standing there and holding the light.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
How are we doing? Holding the light. Harvest day.
Yes, sir.
Harvest day. Two people have been saved already.
Yes.
One last night, one tonight. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Look here, God didn't even need us. God didn't even need us. Put your mind on the Lord tonight. Why don't somebody get on this altar and ask God to give you a bigger burden by holding the light for your friends, for your loved ones? How about it tonight? We sing that song, Send the Light, the Blessed Gospel Light, and Let It Shine. Maybe Lord, just sing, Hold the Light, the Blessed Gospel Light, and Let It Shine from Shore to Shore. Y'all go ahead, brother. Let's sing.